the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today is the last Sunday of the year. We have had a whole year of graces behind us, and so close to the Feast of Thanksgiving, today's episode sums up both thanksgiving and prayer as worthy conclusions of the teachings of the Apostle to the Gentiles, and also for this whole cycle of the Holy Liturgy. The famous Benedictine abbot Dom Guéranger tells us, Christians who bravely walked forward in the way indicated by the Church a year ago now know by a happy experience that this path will definitely lead into the life of union in which divine charity reigns. Who is there who, engaged by intelligence and will in the development of liturgical seasons, did not feel the light imparted to him? And light is the necessary element which delivers us from the dominion of darkness and, with the help of God, brings us into the realm of his beloved Son. The redemption that the love of the Son of God came to accomplish here on earth for his Father's glory has progressed in all those who have joined the Church from the Advent to this last day of the liturgical cycle. We all have to thank the Father of Light, who has made us worthy of having a part, although small, of the inheritance of the saints. On the last Sunday of the year, we must therefore thank the Lord if we see our hearts closer to him. And what St. Paul has been hoping for, that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all sorts of wisdom and spiritual intelligence, so that you may be reckoned with God's mercy, delight in him in all actions, producing fruits in every work, and growing in the knowledge of God. The Christian's goal is set high, and it will be extremely rewarding. However, it is impossible to reach without the grace of God. Besides this, we also have before us all our infidelities, all the graces to which we have not been faithful. It is therefore important to pray unceasingly. God still gives us some time for our conversion. However, Holy Mother Church warns us, as in every year, we read the story of the Last Judgment. Time is short. I run to the goal to get the prize God calls us to receive there in Christ Jesus. We all have to pray that the excellent gift mentioned in the epistle, deposited in various degrees in our hearts, develops in the new liturgical year that is about to begin. The righteous here are not those who stand in one place. They either move back or they advance. And whatever height they achieve with grace, they must continue to ascend. Let us prepare for this terrible moment of the judge's coming. In other words, our death. In the month of November, let us meditate particularly on this moment of death, which will set the eternal destiny of each one for eternity. The severity of this instant appears to us. We must do well in this life. We must be well prepared to go out well, so that we succeed in our death. In other words, we make a good death. The Church has always been clear on this point. In this, it follows St. Paul in what he said to the Corinthians. All, in fact, we must appear before the court of Christ, each to receive the reward of the works performed while in the body, both good and bad. In fact, in the prologue of the Rule of St. Benedict, we read, and if we want to get to eternal life, escaping the pains of hell, while there is time and we are in this body, then we have the chance to do all these good deeds. Therefore, we must run and work now to make it useful for eternity. Death can come to us at any time. Every day we are given to prepare ourselves. God never denies us his graces. All our time is a gift of God for our conversion, to respond with acts of love to him who loves us from eternity. We must not postpone the execution of our good intentions to tomorrow. This same night, you will be required to provide an account for yourself, we read in the Gospel of St. Luke. Be always ready, But know this, that if the householder had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have been awake and he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Also from St. Luke. St. Francis de Sales taught us to make use of the challenges and tribulations of our daily life to grow in holiness. So let us accept our daily crosses in our duties of state to grow in faith, hope, and charity. Every day, every hour, we have many opportunities to mortify our eyes, ears, tongue, sensuality, and evil inclinations. If we do so now, we will be ready when the persecutions come, because we will have learned to cooperate with God's manifold graces, so freely given, so that we can grow in holiness. St. John the Evangelist warns us that if we do not do so, we put ourselves on the side of the Antichrist in spirit. Let us therefore use this Advent season that begins next week to make a new beginning. Learn to stay close to the Ten Commandments and refuse all temptations to sin. If we refuse to abandon God in our lives now, we can be sure that he will help us stay true to him in difficult times. Let us make it our resolution to renounce all things opposed to him, but not our Lord himself. When we are ready by the grace of God, he himself will say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in the least. I will give you authority over much. Take part in the joy of your master." He can carry us into his kingdom with the saints and the Virgin Mary, the gate of heaven, who has always been ready to bring us close to her divine Son. As we read in the preface for Requiem Masses, it is Jesus himself who brings us this hope. "For Christ our Lord, in whom the hope of the blessed resurrection was revealed to us, so that those who are distraught by the certainty of death are consoled by the promise of future immortality. For, O Lord, the life of your faithful is not destroyed, but it is changed. And the house of this earthly habitation is dissolved, and an eternal dwelling in heaven is purchased." As we wait for the Lord, we can be in an active preparation with the Virgin Mary, our Mother, who is always with us, now and at the hour of our death. O Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.